had last night. Had a terrific fight. Everything seemed to go wrong. I looked up to my surprise. The gal I was with was gone. Why she went, I don't know. I mean to follow everywhere she goes. Folks said I'm crooked. I didn't know where she took it. I want the whole world to know. They say I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. Sure got to prove it on me. Went out last night with a crowd of my friends. There must be women, cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear a collar and a tie. Make the wind blow all the while. But the say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. They sure got to prove it on me.
Speaking with Vera and Arden and Annalie, who are speaking with us about OLAC, Old Lesbians Organizing for Change. And during the music break, the four of us were talking about, I'd like to tell those stories some about lesbians who come out in their 50s and some more about the isolation. Because it's, I think that, I mean, I forget about this sometimes, you know, sort of like I've been out for so long and there's so much now in terms of the lesbian community instead in terms of media and music and print and all this kind of stuff. And you know, stuff gets mailed to me all the time, and, you know, I'm basically pretty out, but that just isn't true still for a lot of lesbians, and that's what we were talking about. And so if you could just talk about some of those stories that we were just talking about, that would be...
Well, what came to mind was this particular person that I know in the California area who is so isolated, and it started with the years that she worked. She felt that she had to be very quiet, keep this major secret, and she just became more and more isolated as the years went by. And now, in order to have some kind of thing to add to the conversation, when she talks to the one or two people that she does communicate with, she comes up with these fantasy affairs. Mm-hmm. And it's just heartbreaking. I live in an all-women's community in Arizona now. And there are women there who are retired from the military, and they are still fearful. Mm-hmm. And they will tell you, oh, I would never identify with any of this stuff because I would lose my pension. Yeah. That's a terrible fear to live with. Yeah. It's really heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about this conference that's coming up? It's really exciting. It starts on Thursday. What's going to? It goes from Thursday until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the university. And so what's going to happen at this conference? And why did you decide to have it here? And what's going to happen? And who's coming? And let's hear all about it.
Well, we did a tremendous amount of research for universities because they're more affordable for lodging and meals. And there is a question of money with old lesbians. And Minnesota was the most welcoming university that we made contact with. And so it was Minnesota. We knew that's where it was going to be. One of the other reasons for being so thrilled about having it in Minnesota is because it's in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And we are constantly trying to put it in a place that's accessible from all sides of the United States, the South, the North, the East, and the West. And this was the place. This conference is titled Examining Our Lives, Confronting Challenges, and Celebrating Our Strengths. We will have something like 42 women on a number of panels, and they will discuss many, many issues that are relative to our lives at this stage. And then we'll break into small groups, and everybody will get a chance to participate in small groups on whatever the subject was. And everybody will hear each of the panels. And I think that there's something there for everybody. We hope that everybody will go home feeling better about something, having a better idea how to make their journey easier and more pleasant and more exciting after this conference.
And it's a national conference.
It's a national conference.
Lesbians from all over the country. How many states are coming?
29 states, 2 provinces.
Wow, that's one. And about, 200?
No, we're running about, it'll probably be around 140.
So it'll be a nice-sized group.
Uh-huh, I think so.
Yeah. But there's also something that, so the conference itself is for old lesbians who are 60 and older.
Correct.
And then there's a banquet dance going on. Annalie, can you talk to us about that a little bit so that listeners can...
Yes, the dinner dance will be on Friday, August 16th, and that's for women of all ages. We welcome them to that. It is important to get your ticket by Tuesday, and you can get tickets at Amazon Bookstore. The other thing is that as a part of the dinner dance, we're having the Mother Tongue Feminist Theater from San Francisco will be coming, and Billie Harris, who's a blues singer, who also is the first woman to be received in the Baseball Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame as a pitcher, and she'll be singing, and there will be other people there that will be part of the program. The dance itself will start at 10, and the dance is open to all women. It has a sliding fee scale. You can pick up tickets that are just for the dance only at the Amazon bookstore. But you can also come and pick up your ticket at the door. And mm-hmm. We really, really, really want to urge women of all ages to come to both the dinner dance and the dance.
And where are they being held?
They're being held at the Radisson on Washington Avenue, University Radisson. And it's going to be a great time. Mm-hmm.
So if there are old lesbians who are listening and may not have heard about the conference, can they still register? And
they
where should they go to do that?
On site on Thursday at Centennial Hall.
And that's on campus
on
at the
campus,
university.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Great. Well, I want to thank you all for being here this evening. It's really wonderful to have you. Is there any last words that you want to get in here before?
Oh, we thank you for inviting us.
Oh, well, I'm really happy to have you here. It's really fun. So we'll. I hope that all the listeners will come on Friday evening. And just also to remind you that Chevy Healy will be reading at Amazon Bookstore on Monday evening. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock from her article, RV Life Begins at 70. And some of you will also be there, too. So you can meet Arden and Vera and Annalie and others from the OLAC Organizing Committee will also be at Amazon tomorrow evening. So you may have an opportunity to meet them and talk with them there, and I would encourage you all to do that. So with that, right now I have Pam Hall queued up, so we're going to go to Pam Hall right now.
Don't be discounting all the sisters. Don't you be despairing. Don't you be despairing. strong.